You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I am joined, as usual, with Andrew Chamberlain, CEO of Jericho Road Ministries. What is up, Andrew?
Hey, Chris. Good to be here.
Yeah, man, appreciate you joining us again. So we're in the middle or in the midst of a series from the business classic by Jim Collins called Good to Great. We're going to be actually talking about one of the big concepts that you hear from this book all the time about getting the right people on the bus, getting in the right seats, so on and so forth. And so today that's what we're going to do. Again, just kind of as a recap, we're looking at this flywheel concept, right, in total. And in doing so, we're in the buildup phase right now. This is concept number two, first who, then what. This is under the disciplined people, right? So you got to have disciplined people. Level five leadership was the previous episode. This episode, first who, then what. And again, this is all part of the buildup that will eventually get that flywheel turning until the business is now kind of has that momentum on its own. So that's what we're looking at in this particular episode. With that being said, Andrew, go ahead and take it away, man.
All right. So this concept is you got to get the right people. You have to have the right people. I mean, and there's that whole idea of you got to get the right people on the bus and in the right seats. And so it's a good visual image because you think you've only got so many seats on this bus. You got to make sure, you know, you can't overcrowd the bus. We get the idea. You have to put them in the right spot. So.
Yeah, just real quick. We're going to give away a copy of this book from this particular episode.
Did I miss saying that?
No. Yeah, I'm just saying, let everybody know, because this is something that we're doing new here. If you would like a copy of the book, a free copy of the book, Andrew, what do you need to do in order to qualify?
Yeah, I must have missed saying that part. I got so excited talking about this concept. All right, so you got like, share, or just make sure you like it, comment. We need to know who is liking, or so you can comment on it, and then we'll just randomly pick somebody from there. So we'll post this on our BNI page. Go back, like it, and obviously listen to it. Like it, and then make a little comment or something, and then we'll pick somebody that makes a comment from there. All right, so I got too excited. All right, so here we go. So this idea is you got to get the right people on the right in the right seats, and this is something that I can say without doubt has been one of the biggest helpers for me. And I've been the senior leader now in the last two places I've been, and I've been. Since I was 22, I've been at the leadership team of my church or the senior leader of a church and now the leader of this organization. So I've kind of been in this people thing for a little bit. And I remember when I started out as a youth pastor, the first thing we did, it was based off of this book, we wanted a really good leadership team. And it was phenomenal because we shared the burden together. We had wonderful, wonderful, capable leaders. And we took that concept when we went to Ohio, worked out well, and we're doing that same thing here at Jericho. So the whole idea is this, and we can break this down very simple. I think it's a great, there's a couple great points that he makes in this kind of summary that I want to read really quick. If you go at it with this idea of like, you got a genius and then you just got like 1,000 helpers, that's going to fail. Because why? If the genius is gone, then the helpers don't know what to do. So you can't just have this, man, I have all the knowledge, I'm just going to hire anybody because they can do the things I want them to do. It's not going to work, right? Second thing that's wrong, or second way to be careful with how we do this is, he says, we have to understand that the key point of who come before what. And I think that's so incredible, because the what's our vision, strategy, all those things, organizational structure, all those things, because why? At the end of the day, everything's a people business. And if you don't have the right people, you can talk all day long about what you're trying to accomplish, but if you don't have the people that can get you there, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. So just value highly the people side. So I want to, before I jump back to Chris, there's one other thing I want to hit, because we have people in here that are sole. They're the only one in their business. You think, well, how does this affect me? What networking groups are you a part of? You know, you're part of this BNI group. Think about how important it is that we handle our group appropriately. We want people that we can count on, people that we can depend on, people that have integrity, honesty, ones that we know if we give our name to and they give our name to us, that it's going to return something good for us, because that's how important this concept is. Because if we have a group that's weak that way, we're not doing what they need to be doing that way, that's going to really affect you, because why? They are your team. As Keith Foyle says, this is my sales and marketing team. And it's so true. So true. So I just want to really encourage you that way to think of now of your team at B&I, like, hey, let's make sure we get the right people on the right bus. So Chris, let me ask you from a personal standpoint. You have, you know, you're building a team. I think you're excited about your team. Actually, I know you're excited about your team. What have you seen in that idea of like, man, if I get the right person, if we do the right thing here, how much more it helps us than if I craft some great strategy?
Yeah, this first who, then what is definitely something that again, I've kind of backed into. I think I've known that we want to make sure we have good people, here on the bus, so to speak. I know I've worked in different places, and you just have maybe personalities that didn't fit, that didn't mesh. And it was always kind of conflict, always conflict within, again, good workers, they did what they needed to do, had the work done. But again, it ended up slowing things down. We weren't all moving in the same direction. And as a result of that, we weren't as effective and efficient as we could have otherwise been. And so, here, obviously, for the last 3 years, building where we are now and continuing to build, again, making sure that we have, high capacity individuals that can do a lot of different things, that can kind of get their hands in a lot of different areas, is something that's been crucial. But again, that you mentioned, people business, right? I mean, and that's certainly what we do. So having individuals who can relate to people well, kind of high,
relational.
Relational. There's a term that I'm drawing a blank on, but it's not IQ, but it's a different.
Oh, I know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll try we'll to find it. Out. What's that?
I said we'll get it.
Yeah, we'll get it. But anyhow, having individuals who have that, I think is important. Certainly, it's been important for us. But anyhow, again, first who, and then what? Getting these individuals here, and then trying to figure out, all right, what is our, as you mentioned, the what? What is our vision? What is our vision going to be? What is our strategy? What is our organizational structure? What will the tactics be to get us where we are? Because I can tell you this: if I go back 3 years when we started, our firm, whatever strategies I thought we wanted to go to then are different now than they would have been at that point, right? And I think they have to be, because at that point it was just me, and then it was just me and my wife, and then it was just me, my wife, and my brother-in-law, and then so on and so forth, right? We, little by little, we're able to add and add and add. And so it has to be different. But if I have not moved or adapted, and I go back to where I was in 2018 and decided to continue to employ those strategies today, even though we have a different team, a different structure, again, I'd be butting my head up against the wall,
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Man, that's going to drive me nuts, because I know the phrase you're trying to think of there, and we're going to have to like Google it.
I'm going to Google right now. You go ahead and move forward.
Good. The big one that I've learned in this is
intelligence.
There we go. All right. So the big one that I've learned, he makes this point, like, if you don't have the right person, then just wait, don't hire. I think we all have this tendency, because I felt the same strain. I felt the strain of like, man, we got to have somebody to fill this seat because we got to get this stuff done, right? But the problem is, if we shortchange that, then we're only going to make a problem later, So I've really, I feel like I'm still learning that one, because it's a challenging thing sometimes, because, I see some of the work that has to get done and the strain that it puts if it doesn't get done. But in the end, the long run is this: it's always better to make that right hire, than it is to make the one you regret later. The other one is, and kind of a confession, we use job descriptions, they're important and whatnot, but I really am not a huge fan of job descriptions. I'm more of a fan of, all right, are you willing to come be a part of this team? And you've got this project you're going to work on, or that project. Yeah, that's great. Great. We got to get those things done. But can I have a team that is going to be like, I'll do whatever needs to be done to keep moving us forward. And I can say with confidence right now, I've got a team like that at our executive level. And I'm telling you, the difference that it makes, we want to be together. We like to hang out. We like to work together. We have our Monday meetings, and it's an enjoyable time. It's not just, because why? We have that team of, okay, we got the right people working, doing the right things. And they have that same, that emotional intelligence. You said we're on that same page, from a not only like a vision, but also a character standpoint.
Let me ask you this question. I know there's a lot of businesses out there that'll use, personality kind of tests, disc profiles, Enneagram. Yeah. You have these different types of models out there. Is this something that you use or employ or not?
To be honest with you, I'm not opposed to it. I just never have used it. It's been more of a, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing. It's just been more of a, I've really learned some of the characteristics that I work well with and some that I don't, I've done all of these. I've done the Enneagram. I've done the DISC. I've done every one of them. I've had a coach.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, Strengthfinder. Yeah.
Done them all. And I think there's a ton of benefit. And that's actually that's something interesting. I might actually think through a little bit further with us, because it seems that by doing so many of those, I have a pretty decent idea of what I'm after and what will fit and what won't. One of the things that I've learned through that is knowing the difference of, okay, is this a personality clash, or is this this person is challenging me because they're really strong. Earlier on in my career, I could see myself shying away from both. Now I've learned, okay, there's certain personalities probably just won't be the best. It's just what it is, right? But I've also learned that just because they challenge me, like, look, why are we doing this? Or you should think this or something like that. I actually look forward to that now. Sometimes you're still like, that's a little much. But I look forward to it because why? I want those highly competent individuals that, that they're going to run this with me, not just me. So I've grown that way.
And so the strength finders, this is something I was looking at, reading or listening to the other day, and I thought it was pretty interesting, is this idea is strength finders is finding everybody's strengths, right? Knowing what their strengths are. Because again, and just because maybe your numbers are a little bit lower in another area, right? Instead of calling that a weakness, or looking at it that way, we simply say, all right, well, let's find their strengths. What are their strengths? And that's where, getting the right people. So getting the right people on the bus, first of all, but then secondarily, want to make sure we get them in the right seats on the bus, right? Well, maybe if we have somebody that, is maybe not as strong with a people person, if you will, but man, clerically, just absolutely a stud, right? Or writing, legal writing or whatever it may be, just absolutely crushes it in those areas. Let's make sure we get them on that particular seat. Then they can absolutely help, they can absolutely help the organization move forward. And again, and instead of it, being like, they're always, they have a hard time in this particular area, so they don't feel good about it. They have a hard time getting behind it. Maybe, you were mentioning, and I think in the previous episode, you get to a restaurant and the waiter or waitress, not having a good day or doesn't love being there or whatever it may be. But if you find a position or a spot where they really excel in, well, man, now everything, morale across the board is going to be much stronger than it would have been otherwise as well.
And I think that's a really good point. And you actually, this is a quote or from the book that summarizes or states that in a very similar way. It says, failing to grasp the fact that managing your problems can only make you good, whereas building your opportunities, that's the way you become great.
Yeah.
And so that's, how important that is with people. If we're talking about being a great business, whatever that is, then learn how to have the people in the best places to succeed. So again, let's talk about our B&I chapter real quick. If you've got 20 employees, great. Then this is, you can conceptualize this with those that work for you, you work with. But if you're somebody, again, that is not having, you don't have an employee, you don't have a multitude of employees, then you got to really think about, okay, then where am I going to connect? Who am I going to refer to? Who are going to be my business partners? Because I think in some ways, it may even be more important to figure this concept out, because you could be putting your entire brand, your entire organization on the line of somebody else. So I think it's a really important thing to work through in both of those elements. Anything else you think we should add here?
No, I think that's a fantastic point. One of the things we do in the Winning Edge is we do put our personal reputation on the line when we refer each other, refer our clients, refer our friends, refer our family members to others in the group. And if I don't do a good job for someone, I'm hurting somebody else's reputation, in some way or another. So again, absolutely, that's a good point. So making sure that we have the right individuals on our team, right, is going to be crucial to our success as well. So no, that's very well said.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. Well, I enjoyed this, Chris.
Thank you, man. Andrew, appreciate it. And again, just as a reminder, we are giving out a copy of Good to Great. And so if you would like, share, comment specifically, I think would be most helpful for us to.
Yeah, so that way we can figure out. Yeah. Make absolutely. Sure you get a comment.
Hey, thanks so much, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!